faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
You have the art of the human body. You have the muscle definition. You have the agony and the ecstasy. It totally sets the stage for drama. You have the highs, the lows. You have that moment where you made that game-winning catch, and you also have the moment that it went away. You have a way to depict what everyone can feel, and that's what really brings you into this sport. Every man is a stellar athlete. They can feel the same emotion, and they have that connection. We have the ability to bring the walls to life. We use a combination of original artwork, photography, large format graphics to really paint a picture and tell a story as you walk through the building and experience being at Levi's Stadium.
If you have made the pilgrimage to the 49ers' new home, you may have noticed amazing architecture, glorious sight lines, and a blitz of technology that hasn't been seen before. But a keen faithful will notice, besides all the trimmings that make Levi's Stadium such a spectacular venue, there is something special happening from wall to wall within the structure. That something is art. What art is, at times, is a mystery, difficult to define, and what may be art to some is undoubtedly junk to others. Art isn't always beautiful, nor is it always understood. But for decades, the definition has taken on thousands of iterations. At Levi's Stadium, the 49ers aren't redefining art, but they are rediscovering it.
There are over 200 pieces of original artwork and over 500 original pieces of photography from a variety of sources, both 49er-related and regionally-related.
Over a course of 2 years, we culled 500 artists. We visited studios and galleries and art museums. We had a call for artists on the 49ers website. And with that process, we have 23 artists in the collection. Out of the 23, 20 are local to California, the majority being from the Bay Area. It really brings an excitement and a passion and a intimacy with the area.
My name is Christopher Lark. I'm from Emerald Hills, California. I'm a longtime 49er fan, and my initial reactions of being able to contribute to this project is excitement. Being able to draw these athletes and create something that millions of people are going to be able to see is very exciting.
My name is Derek Gores. My primary form of art is collage, recycling magazine scraps and any kind of paper I can get my hands on to make a new image out of it. In collage, you're having to deal with the pieces of paper that come with their own history, references to other things, little moments, little pictures, little text, and things that kind of lead you down another path. So as an artist, it's like collaborating with the universe.
My name is Adam Feibelman. I've lived in the San Francisco Bay Area for 16 years. I've been making art here on a professional level for 12 years. It's really nice to have a city that embraces that ideal.
My name's Nick Brown. I'm a painter and freelance artist. I grew up in a family and football was big time, but the Niners were our team, and Joe Montana and Steve Young, those were our guys. And so when this came with the Niner thing, it was totally surreal. I never could have imagined that my inlet to getting close to the Niners would be my painting of all things. Then my very first football game, me and my dad went. It was opening day against the Jets. Garrison Hurst overtime, 96-yard touchdown to win, was my first game at Candlestick. And for it to end that way, for that to be the first game, you know, I was already hooked, but that would hook any fan of any sport. I remember the night that I had found out that I had been chosen. I had to ask a second time to make sure, okay, so I'm in the stadium? She's like, yeah. And so, you know, needless to say, it was a little emotional. I'll never forget, it's probably one of the most special times in my life, is when I walked in the door and told my grandma, who started me painting, that I had gotten in. And from a family of hardcore Niner fans, football fans, doesn't get much better.
Being a part of Levi Stadium's art project for aspiring as well as established artists came with some prerequisites. Talent, vision, and the hunger for their art to complement a new building in Santa Clara were just a few of those requirements. Being a Niners faithful was simply a bonus. Regardless, the task was huge. With 1.8 million square feet, Levi Stadium was unlike any gallery in which these artists had presented their work.
This is a stage. We have a huge blank canvas. What are we going to do with these walls? What the Yorks and the 49ers really embraced was, how do we bring this to life? The scale as well. The pieces we're creating could be the size of a postage stamp if we weren't careful. We have 5 by 12 foot paintings, and that is the norm. It's not the exception. The larger than life really brings this dynamic drama to the walls.
The fine art that is being displayed so proudly at Levi Stadium is just that. It is crafted and created by 23 artists that have been commissioned to adorn the walls with their life's passion. One such artist is Jenny Compolt, a California native who has created her treasures from trash.
My art is a number of mixed mediums, actually. I use things from the salvage yard to antiques to industrial cast-offs, all the way up to things I find on Etsy or eBay. What I try to do with my art is basically find the beauty in something that's been cast off. I think that art is a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What it's been for me is really an expression, and an expression of who I am, my value, my way of giving back to the world. And sports, art, anything that allows somebody to be who they really are and to flourish in that is a beautiful thing.
Coming up on The Faithful, see how an art gallery brought together not only a group of Bay Area artists, but uncovered a familiar name in 49ers history as well.
Do you have your own incredible faithful story to tell? Or do you know someone who truly is a faithful? Let us know about it. Email 49ersStudios at fns@49ers.com and share it with the world.
There are approximately 200 originally commissioned pieces of artwork installed at Levi Stadium. They encompass a variety of mediums. There's pastels, there's sculpture, there's photos printed on metal, there's traditional oil on canvas and acrylic on canvas. There is such a wide variety of mediums that are going to be executed in this stadium that it's not going to be like going to a traditional art museum. You're really going to get a flavor of what's out there and what people are doing right now in the art world.
Before the 2014 season kicked off, the 49ers wanted Levi's Stadium to be something its faithful could enjoy on many levels. History, education, entertainment, and last but not least, art, were an integral part of that experience. A call for artists netted incredible talent from across the nation, and unique stories flooded into the team's headquarters. However, one artist stood out, not only for her work, but for her father's work before her.
My connection to the 49ers goes back to my father, who was the football coach for the 49ers, Bill Walsh.
Talk about being champions from July 7th. We're champions right now. We got one more to go. Congratulations for a tremendous effort. Tremendous.
I grew up going to games and grew up rooting for the 49ers, and it's something that deeply resonates with me. And I was very excited to be able to do something for the stadium, to get to express those deep feelings towards the 49ers. This happened because I showed a gallery in Oakland called Crow's Work, which is a great gallery. And the woman who sort of runs the gallery, she sent me an email. She said, hey, you know, there's a call out for people to submit art for the stadium. You know, you should submit something. And I was like, holy cow, you know. So I went and looked, and I totally applied, you know, as you would apply to this if you were not Bill Walsh's daughter or you were not attached to the 49ers in any way. What I hope to evoke when people see my work is I feel like I'm going for sort of an emotional, something you can't quite put your finger on. Maybe it's nostalgia, maybe it's something that resonates deeply with you. A lot of my palettes and a lot of my paintings kind of have an emotional kind of bend to them. I was so excited to be a part of the Levi's Stadium project. It was sort of a chance for me to share that legacy with the future of the 49ers and the future of their new stadium. I guess I'm a multimedia artist. I use pretty much every medium there is. Video, paint, animation, sculpture. The work is about landscape and kind of exploring space. I think I get most of my inspiration from nature. I feel like nature is perfect art. It's growing, it's alive, it's full of shapes and forms. That really inspires me every day and makes me want to come in and kind of attempt those things myself. But one thing I think is really interesting about this project, we're filling a stadium with sort of work that will help to inspire people and help to share ideas. The stadium itself would be seen as a museum or a space to view art, and that to me is so exciting. I feel like stadiums themselves are really interesting things, and you go to see sports, you go to watch this amazing sort of epic battle occur, and that in itself is pretty amazing and pretty exciting. But the fact that this will also be a chance for people to see art, this art, it creates the space. It gives it emotion.
That emotion, that depth can be seen through the halls of Levi's Stadium and the evolving art collection that resides in the brand new building. And if you happen to walk through those halls and stop to glimpse at the art, look closely, as that depth may be glaringly apparent, but only to those who pay close attention.
I'm not going to point it out, but in one of the paintings, she did do a little homage to her father. So when you're looking at the collection, you know, the true art aficionado and fan is going to find Bill Walsh in one of the pieces.
people come to a stadium and they look at the building, of course, and then they look, of course, at what's on the playing field. But a lot of their time is spent walking through corridors, going up elevators, you know, viewing other parts of the stadium. And why not take that opportunity and really add another level of fan experience to it by adding these original pieces of art and adding these photo vignettes that tell stories and these large format wall treatments? It's an opportunity that only forward-thinking organizations really, really get. And I think that the 49ers got it.
Whether you're a casual fan of the San Francisco 49ers or a rabid faithful, when you take in a home game at Levi's Stadium, you will see a movement happening. Sometimes subtle, and at other times bold. This movement is centered around Bay Area artists, their talents, and their aspiration to make the stadium a place not only to view a great game, but to see the stadium as a gallery, a place to enjoy the finer things. That art is represented in many forms, but one form that often gets overlooked is that of photography. Sports photography is the act of catching still life, catching a moment, and having that moment live on forever.
When you can capture that one moment, it resonates through photography. I think that people really gravitate toward photography because it's comfortable to them and they can relate to it very easily. Where I think that people with artwork can get, I wouldn't say intimidated, but not always sure of themselves. Do I like that? Why do I like that? I like that, but I'm not exactly sure why I like that. Where photography, I think, is much more open to the masses. And the photography collection, which augments this art collection, really makes it a much broader appeal for people.
Helping connect the people to the photographs of their heroes is no small task. And it's a task that has been handled by Mike Sigaris and Terrell Lloyd. With a combined 6 decades of experience, these two photographers scurry and jockey with the hopes of capturing that moment, that special image that will embody the team they call their own.
So Michael Sigaris has been the 49ers photographer for 40 years. He has a memory like I've never seen in anybody. I can show him a photo that's not even his, and he will be able to identify the player. He'll be able to identify the game, even the score sometimes. His shots are to me, the highest level of art. He's able to get the moment like nobody else I've ever met. And, you know, his past photographing rock and roll stars, he's used to the action, and he knows how to get that moment, that portrait, and he's brought that over to the 49ers, and some of the things that you'll see in this collection have not been seen. T. Lloyd has really helped us out with a lot of all our modern photography, all of our current photography. He's done a bunch of photos for us that have his signature effect, which are these very high contrast effects with this vignette around them, and his colors are so vibrant, it really brings you right there, and you feel like you're sharing that moment with this player, and I think it touches the soul like no other medium does.
Touching the soul. That is what the art collection is hoping to do for the faithful who are willing to allow it. A walk down the hallways at the 49ers' new home will awaken the spirit of Northern California, as well as one of the most storied franchises in the NFL. A walk down those hallways may be a step in the right direction of viewing the nuances of art and sports on a deeper level.
It was really a fight to think that you could include art and sports, because in the art world, you know, it was kind of frowned upon. Sports art, what is that? You know, if Picasso was alive today, Picasso would be painting surfers. He loved the beach. He loved the surf. He'd be doing a sport art themed, inspired series. So we've taken that extension, and my challenge is to find the best art and bring it into this forum.
So my hopes for the project will be that the 49ers will continue to add to it, and it will continue to grow the collection. I think that when people walk through the corridors of the new stadium, that they're going to experience something that they haven't really experienced anywhere else. This is going to be their museum. It's going to give every fan a view into things that they have never seen before, things that they might not have expected. I think that once people walk it, it's going to elevate the fan experience to a point where they're not going to expect anything less.
Members of the faithful, as you can see, we love telling a good story. Trust us to share yours by reaching out to 49ers Studios at fns@49ers.com.
Well, there's all kinds of 49er faithfuls. One thing I think is so cool is there's the people that were actually of age when the 49ers went to the Super Bowls in the 80s and the 90s. Someone that was old enough to go to the games or old enough to watch them. There's those faithful. Then there's the faithful that were not even alive yet. And they know who everybody was. They know all the stats of the 80s teams, of the 90s teams. And it's always really touching to me when I meet somebody that's a younger fan that knows Bill Walsh, Dwight Clark, Joe Montana, all these amazing heroes, but they weren't alive yet. So the fact when they know their history and they know that legacy, that to me is just, it makes me feel really good.